ton, but I'll explain.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 22, Rustenburg 25. Police have recovered minerals worth 15 million rand at a Johannesburg warehouse. This after a police task team deployed to combat the theft of minerals by a syndicate operating in the Richardsbaai area traced the zircon and chloride minerals to the warehouse. It is alleged the syndicate would transport fake minerals to the harbour and divert the original minerals to Joburg for repackaging. National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says police pounced on the warehouse.
During a thorough search of the premises, found the minerals worth 15 million rand. Police have registered a case of theft. This is the second recovery of minerals worth millions for the team. In March earlier this year, the team also found minerals at a Durban warehouse. The driver of the truck and the owner of the warehouse have since been arrested.
On Freedom Day, Saftu says since the dawn of liberal democracy, market liberalists have been campaigning to position the state for the service of capitalists and to remove it from servicing the people. The result has been a market-driven policies. According to the Union Federation, these policies are intended to get government to create markets for them. SAFTU spokesperson Trevor Sharku says freedom in a liberal democracy does not guarantee socio-economic well-being.
75% of the South African workforce earns less than a modest 5,800. The combination of these factors, unemployment, which visually means no income for most working age groups, and the meager wages for those who are lucky to find employment, has meant many people in this country cannot realize most of their freedoms and rights.
DA leader John Steenhuisen has repeated his call for a debate between President Cyril Ramaphosa and himself ahead of the elections. South Africa's sixth general election will take place on 29 May, with many predicting no party will manage to score an outright victory. Steenhuisen unveiled the party's new economic policy yesterday, which according to them would create 2 million new jobs. He also called on the president to stop hiding away and have a debate.
Let's have an honest, open and frank debate about the future of South Africa and the choices that lie before the people today. I will bring my policies. I will happily debate them with you toe to toe and let the South African people decide who they trust.
And The Guardian reports that women who hope to get pregnant should stop vaping after a study suggested it may affect fertility. The study's author, Dr. Helen O'Neill, says the habit could impact their chances of getting pregnant by possibly lowering the levels of anti-Müllerian hormone. So, should you want to get pregnant, the research says no drinking, no vaping, and no smoking. I'm Miel Pinaar, with Nuus te Uur. Polisie lê slag op minerale ter waarde van 15 miljoen rand.
Bye bye, thank you, Emil. My name is Danny Payne. So this is the CTM Top 40, and I told you that I'm broadcasting live from the Ton. Well, I'm broadcasting live from San Ton because it is Bridgerton, baby. It is almost Bridgerton season. The season that we have been awaiting is almost upon us, dear listener. And today we're coming to you live from Nelson Mandela Square from the Ton. And I have to tell you, I have never been more excited for anything in my life. I have already cried, I have already laughed, and I have already ridden in a carriage with the most incredible man that I have ever seen in a top hat. So, if you have nothing planned today, come down to Sandton Nelson Mandela Square. I will tell you exactly why and what we are doing here. But first, let us get into the CTM Top 40, baby. Your 40 biggest songs on Jekka and FM.
The CTM Top 40, baby, is proudly brought to you by CTM. You deserve a beautiful home.
Check this out.
Breakfast with Martin Bester at
Jekka Breakfast on TikTok.
Making
you're a winner.
Every morning.